It gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the road. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go.
Oh, never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, minds will stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorist disguised.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Yours truly, the doctor and son. Today, we are here to talk about the reintroduction of ourselves into the community. We have been working hard. We've had a whole bunch of new experiences in the past few years, and we've definitely been keeping our head down and kind of out of the limelight for a while. Some of the things that we have come across is the fact that I went back and got my doctorate degree from school. I got a doctorate in counseling psychology. And with that, I've been utilizing it to, of course, already work in some of our business opportunities in the community. We definitely, with our counseling practice, we definitely developed it even more after I got my doctorate degree. We also decided to add more services to our initial services we were actually providing in the community with mental health, domestic violence, substance abuse counseling. We've added some forensic evaluations now. We're also doing a lot more care management and navigation services. We've also developed an internship program, and our internship program actually helps students that are in the counseling field that want to grow indefinitely. They're in school. They're putting out their great work and trying to learn how to work with other people. They are able to come to our program and observe, shadow, assist, and learn how to provide therapy sessions under supervision. They are under the company supervision. Of course, I'm licensed in 3 states, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. I'm a clinical supervisor in all of those states. So we do try to give back to the community, pretty much to the new generation of counseling professionals, by being able to help those individuals come along for the ride and come into the counseling profession and learn a lot about being in front of patients, clients, and individuals that need services. Another thing that we are talking about today is the fact that we have come in to our own nonprofit work. And with that, we decided to support families and try to be a navigational, be kind of a navigational tool for those families that have new and existing diagnoses of special needs. And I am going to kind of put that on the line by kind of giving the part of it of my personal life, that is, that I myself is a mother of 2 sons, 2 adult sons with special needs. My son that is with me in this program, we're the ones that are going to be definitely discussing what's going on and what we do in our nonprofit. So I'm going to invite my son now to kind of give a little idea of some of the things we're doing in our nonprofit.
Well, we just got into the housing market recently. Well, we just wanted to support families within similar conditions as our own, because no one has an easy life, but we haven't had it necessarily the best starting up anyway. And, you know, we've done so much. We've climbed so high. We've done everything together. My mama's doctorate is basically feel like mine almost, because I was there help proofreading the dissertation and everything like that. I proofread her dissertation. We did all that together. Our entire family read it, got it together and everything. So, and we've coming as far as we come, we thought we need to give back to the other people like us, because there are people like us that, you know, they go under the radar every day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everyone deserves a shot to be able to make it as far as we have. And that's deserving. People deserve, everyone deserves that chance.
Yes, exactly.
So we're willing. So since nobody else is out there willing to give that chance, we'll give that chance.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And that's how we're kind of working through the process of being able to navigate, help families to navigate systems within society, which would be kind of like the medical system, the mental health system, educational system, community systems that individuals with special needs would definitely have the advantage of being a part of or getting involved in. But a lot of times, I think most families don't even know
where to start.
Yeah, they don't know where to start. So because they don't know where to start, we're a family that kind of figured out where to start all on the fact that I was, you know, and, you know, a young mother trying to figure out, you know, what life is about with young children that I found that have special needs. And so that just pushed me to keep on navigating for you guys. And with that navigation, and both my sons are dealing with their special needs. With that being said, just navigating through the process, I've realized that a lot of families don't have that. They don't have that extra push. They don't understand what it means to, oh, I get this diagnosis. What do I do with it? So yeah,
everyone needs a support group. And we, mm-hmm. and how far we have come, we can be many people's support groups.
Exactly. That's one of the things that we do in our nonprofit is we do provide that support. We provide the education. We are providing the care navigation systems to those individuals that deal with have family members that have new diagnosis or existing diagnosis of any special need. We try to jump in and be able to support them. Another area that we've jumped into also, I mentioned being a young mother. That's one of the things that we've jumped into as well. Working with young moms that find themselves in that situation, helping them to navigate systems also. Navigating where to go, navigating the fact that they do need prenatal care. So we are definitely trying to give back to the community. And I think that's one of the first things I said when we talked about our counseling practice is that we try to give back to the community. So definitely in our nonprofit work, we are pushing in that direction to be able to help. One of the other things that we also want to be able to help to provide therapy and wellness to individuals in the community is we've added a art and dance therapy component to our nonprofit as well, where we want to provide art and dance type services to younger children. I keep saying that I would like to teach little 3 to 7 year olds ballet. So, but that is something that I believe in because growing up as well, wanting to make sure that I could, you know, be pretty active, and I was very active and physical when I was younger. But being able to move around and be able to have an outlet is what a lot of our children need these days. So that's something that we are definitely pushing in our nonprofit. And then we also are pushing the International Counseling Business Leadership. We are wanting to push that. That's going to be the International Counseling Leadership Summit. We're wanting to push that forward because we're wanting to focus on the development and the mentorship of counselors, business professionals, and things like that as well. So that's another piece of what we have been doing in the past few years, I guess, months and years. So something additional we've started working on also is our real estate investing. That was something that we kind of stumbled across and thought would be something that we could, you know, help to be able to afford families a place to live. And then kind of watching the community that we're currently growing in, and watching the economic development when it comes to real estate, it has been just interesting to see buildings going up all over the place, and definitely to see that real estate is something that everyone can get involved in. But then also the I think on the back end of it, I think it's really the ability to see yourself be a blessing to someone else and have a place to live and a place to, you know, grow families and things of that nature. So I think that's a big part of why we kind of got into real estate investing. Jermaine, you want to add anything else with that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, we've always seen other people. If you drive around Charlotte any given day, you'll see poor people on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And everyone wishes they could always do more to help.
The homeless population is huge here.
Yeah, it's very vast. Mm-hmm. And every day we are out there, and I see more and more. Mm-hmm. And personally, I wish I could stop to help them out. Mm-hmm. Do more than maybe a little bit of the homeless shelter, because the homeless shelter is nice, but mm-hmm. they're completely overrun.
Yes, absolutely. It would be nice to have places for individuals to lay their heads and to call home. I think that's one of the things that I do see being in the helping profession, that there are programs out there, and there's some great programs out there, don't get me wrong, but there are also a lot of stipulations with a lot of the programming. And I think that, you know, sometimes people just want to be able to walk through their front door and do what they do in their house, and that's their privacy, and, you know, go to work or go out in the community every day and come back home.
Be able to have that normalcy of life.
That's correct, yes.
Everyone wants that normalcy of life.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's one of the reasons why we decided we would get into real estate investing, just to be able to help others and be able to, again, give back to our community, because that's one of the things that, like I said, I always drive home, is giving back to the community. One of the other things that we have been working on, or let's say I've been working on individually, is some of the contractual opportunities in the area. Charlotte, where I typically would work and do a lot of my community give back and things of that nature. There's just a lot of areas in counseling management. There are a lot of areas in case management and therapeutic services, being able to be an instructor for universities and colleges in the area, and other universities and colleges across the United States, of course. But I think those contractual opportunity also have been giving me a vast amount of experience to kind of really decide on, hey, this is how I kind of want to live my life, and I want to have these options. So developing these businesses and exploring a lot of the different career paths and having different career goals and things of that nature has been something that is very, very great for us as a family. And I think one of the last things we decided we would decide to go into is kind of working through some more of the dance therapy on its own, and being able to offer some dance classes and things of that nature. I've been definitely exploring dance work in the past year and a half or so. Yeah, I've been exploring that type of work and working with a studio to gain more flexibility and definitely understand more about dancing and dance studios and being able to manage those type of businesses also. So that is another aspect of what we're developing. Probably one of the newest businesses that we are considering developing is to get into some of the dance studio type work. And that type of work is just really reaching out to, again, young individuals in the community to keep them busy, keep them moving, keep them having that physical activity, that body movement, and definitely pushing in that area of having an outlet. I think that's a big thing now when it comes down to overall physical therapy, mental therapy, social therapy, just being able to be a well-rounded person and really focus on wellness. You know, there's so many different aspects of what we call, quote unquote, good mental health. There's so many aspects of it. And I think just being able to understand the different parts and different things that go along with having a full, well-rounded life. That's typically what helps younger people to thrive and to be able to generate positivity in life and be able to continue to search and reach and thrive and, again, be able to consider the different decisions they have to make in life when it comes down to exploring. So that's one of the biggest things that we focus on for ourselves, and that's one of some of the things that we want to give back to the community. And so We Got Options radio show is a place where we are here to share some of the things that are going on in the community, that is going on in the world. But it's, you know, kind of things that go on in everyone's daily life. I mean, I think for the most part that we try to focus on the overall wellness or the overall behavior health, wellness of a person, one person, or a set of people, set of individuals. We just try to focus on those things and try to keep things moving in that direction to provide that wellness overall. So one of the things we wanted to talk about is kind of listening and thinking about the exploring different areas of life with maintaining your mental health and your wellness, kind of focusing on those things that keep you together, keep you moving forward, keep you at a point where you feel like you're supporting yourself, you're supporting others, you're encouraging yourself, encouraging others, things of that nature, and having the decisions to say, I personally want to be in a personal relationship right now. I want to be in a professional relationship right now. I want to make different career choices right now, financial decisions right now. Oh, instead of being at home, I would rather travel right now, start traveling. Where do I want to live? Do I want to live where I'm supporting myself or my parents are still supporting me? Kind of listening to your own inner thoughts and kind of, I guess we can call it self-preservation.
Yeah, finding out where you want to be in your life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, me, I've been, as of year, I'm trying to get better at being more consistent with the workout schedule. It's very hard for me.
I've been trying to keep up with it. Oh, today, you know, you're going to work the arms today. Today, you're going to work the legs today. And I've been doing it inch by inch, slowly but surely getting better each day. Slowly but surely adding just a little bit to my workout every day, because I'm not a guy that's going to work out super hard.
Yeah, I understand that.
I have to be honest. My mother, different breed. She can go work out for 3 hours and thingy. I can't do that for 3 hours.
Well, that's also the fact that it takes you a lot more just to that energy.
I would say that's not necessarily not everyone else's reality. Everyone else's reality is, I would say, about similar. There are people that start working out and come to a point where they stop. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do. I like that. There's a lot of us. There's more than you would think.
Absolutely.
I was like, I want to be clear that you are very much the pinnacle of what I see. Because I don't see people doing that. I don't see people working for 3 hours.
Well,
I'm just saying. I can get my 30 minutes in, and that's about it.
Also, in making sure that you're exploring different areas of your life, when we're talking about, I guess, the workout part of things, is having that time to do so. And I think you, a lot of times, and I think maybe even your generation, there is a lot of, you know, you guys have a little bit more, I guess, flexibility and what you do when it comes to making sure you're keeping up with your professional, your personal workout things, things that you do for that, or your professional work schedule, things of that nature. And of course, you know, what career paths that you guys are deciding to go down. So I think for the most part, there's a lot of exploring that can be done in your generation versus my generation, of course. And of course, my generation, we had one way to go with everything.
Well, I mean, I've heard it a million times from everyone your age. Yeah. That's how it is. But I think there's always been more options. Just the idea of lack of knowing. That's all. It's just lack of knowing.
I believe that.
If you don't, know, there's other ways. You won't think about other ways.
That does make sense. And I think, in the last 20 years or so, there have been more generational type situations where you guys are being able to explore those different options in life. You guys are able to see all those different things that you can do and explore those different areas, those different ideas. You're able to do that, and that's something that, of course, like I said, my generation, you know, 20 years ago, we weren't being told that. 20 years ago, we were being told, you know, you go this route and this is the route you go. Yeah, you get a good job and you work. But now it's changed. 20 years later, it's changed for the younger generation. And you guys are able to focus more on your mental health and your wellness, along with the fact of trying to make sure that you're taking care of the whole person, per se.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, well, I mean, you live in this world, too, so you know just as well as I do.
Mm-hmm.
If you let the job work you, the job will work you.
Very true.
It'll work. I was like, the job doesn't care whether you're well, looking after yourself. I was like, the things I've heard about Amazon workers have me sitting there going, what?
I understand. But I also think that the younger generation, you guys are more able to really think about, again, like I said, your wellness and your mental health. If you're working for, let's just say, a big box like Amazon, you're able to create your schedules. You're able to say kind of when you're going to work and things like that, because there are a lot of contractual opportunities. Also, if you're not interested in going into a full-time gig. So a lot of people have differences in, you know, how they're maintaining their, you know, wellness and their mental health, their good mental health per se, and making sure that they're quote unquote on top of their game. But there's still a lot happening and going on, because we still see a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression coming along. But maintaining that, I think the stigma of having therapy and doing medication management and things like that, I'm glad we're kind of getting to a point in society where, of course, our younger generation, a lot of that, you know, that stigma is not coming with this younger generation, because it's kind of being dissolved a little bit, because you guys are out there getting that therapy. You guys are out there saying, I need a little something to make sure that I'm doing well. And if I have to take a pill every day, I'll take it until I'm well, until I'm better, until I'm feeling like I have everything back in control. And that's a good thing, I believe. And it definitely helps with the stigma of mental health, therapy, medication management, and things of that nature.
Well, I think that that's true. But it all has to do with, you know, the generation that came before us. We see and learn from who we grew up with.
We
went through the doctorate program together. We saw how much it took a toll on you.
It was very stressful. It is
a lot. And, you know, whether I ever go down that pathway or not, you know, it's important to keep that in mind in terms of, well, what am I going to do? I don't want to necessarily go and have to put myself through that type of stress. I may not be as ready to take on that much of a, oh, you have to write this big dissertation. This is make or break time. You know, the anxiety comes in, and you just kind of sweat and
absolutely. I mean,
about it and all.
Yeah,
and you know, you can have counselors and people to talk to about those things to help ease you down. Because, you know, I think as people, we tend to overinflate our problems.
That's true. I agree.
We tend to overinflate our problems to a point in which they're so big. They're so much bigger than, and we can never handle them.
Totally understand that. Yeah. But it's not, like you said, it's not that big once you start thinking about it and having that conversation or that dialogue.
Once you have a dialogue with someone else, someone else is looking at you like your problems aren't that big.
All right. There are options and solutions to those problems.
Yeah. Like, you need different perspectives on things to know how best to handle things.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody should ever handle anything by themselves.
Yeah, because I think, like you said, perspective is, well, we always say perspective is everything. Mm-hmm. So my perspective could be totally different from yours, and we could come up with options together that can kind of help solidify some of what's going on, and then we can continue to talk through the things that we are doing. So a lot of times that's just what therapy is all about anyway. That's what we do, is we talk to individuals about what a solution can look like. You know, what can we work towards? Can we come up with?
What we can do to tolerate everything. Because life can be a lot. Life can be a lot.
It is. Mm-hmm.
I've done many odd jobs pretty much.
Yes.
Throughout my life. And I've met a lot of different people, mm-hmm. seen a lot of different things. But, you know, the one thing is that everybody could use just a little help here and there. Nobody should be thought of as too perfect. You know, mm-hmm. all of us have our little things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we come together, work together, have somebody to actually speak and verbalize to, I think most of us don't feel as alone in this world. Because if you were to even break down how people moderately live their lives, you go to school for 12 years, you got your mom and dad's, and then, you know, you're 18, you're out on your own, ready. You're out on your own, and you're supposed to be ready to go out into the world when I don't really think the education system is enough to give you everything you might need.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because there are little things here and there that you're not prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
But you are at an age where you are expected to be prepared for that.
Absolutely, yes. And I think everyone develops on a different level. Everyone develops, based on, you know, whether you're, and I like to call them late bloomers. Some people are late bloomers, you know. So with that being said, it's just one of those things.
Well, you know, we seem to be a family of late bloomers, but, you know, we but I have no qualms about that, but mm-hmm. you know, it's what we do, and it's how we develop and grow. But everyone could use a hand developing and growing. You don't have to develop and grow by yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to just like, oh, you go off to college and you don't really talk to your parents about certain maybe financial troubles you're going through, because everything is different. This is
all the workload.
I was about to say you had, I was like, at 18, some kids they might have job experience, but they don't have financial experience.
Correct.
They don't know how their parents are dealing with what bills to pay and what things to go through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a lot. You're right.
Peace of mind is a lot in this world. A lot of people don't have peace of mind. And I mean, if we can help you find that peace of mind, why not?
Absolutely.
Why not come hear what we have to say?
Absolutely.
You know, it's just as the barbershop or the hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to them about all your options and things too.
It's just a conversation.
It's just a conversation.
Yeah, a big conversation.
And this is a good place to conversation is a good place to start.
Absolutely. And that's really what all therapy is about.
Mm-hmm.
Having your mental health therapist or your lay counselor, you know, those things are those individuals are people that you could, you know, share these things with. And these are individuals that would be able to help you think about those options. So having options is the biggest thing.
And never forget, you always have options.
Absolutely. That's why our radio show is called We Got Options.
It gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting down, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the road. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go.
Ooh. Never let your faith go. I've been there before, so come.